Matthew, you'll probably be disappointed, but at the same time, you won't read too much into it. I suppose probably the most disappointing point for me as a group of players, you know, that competitive spirit that you have seemed to be missing a little bit in the first half.
Yeah, look, obviously any day you lose, you're disappointed. But we'd be disappointed that we let too much of a lead in the first half. 14 points at half-time is very difficult to claw back. But in fairness, we dug deep, won the second half by 4 points. Should have had a goal, probably. But like, there's lessons to be learned. It is league. Plenty of guys got a chance there today. And we've rotated the squad the last 2 days. We've got another 2 games to learn. So that's what it's all about. Obviously, we'd love to be coming out of here with a win. But we'll learn from our mistakes and we'll be better next time.
David didn't want to make excuses after the game, and you won't either. You don't do that as a group, to be honest. But preparations were a little bit disjointed coming into this game, weren't they, because of the well-documented issues with COVID?
Yeah, look, the reality of the situation is we won't be the first team, and won't be the last team for this championship, so we've been dealing with it for the last year. And the reality is we just got to roll on with it, you know. We're able to train individually if we need to. Obviously, we prefer to be together, but we're still able to get the same volume of work done. That's no excuse. And look, it's something you prefer to be dealing without, but a bit of a storm in a teacup at the same time. And we've tightened things up as a unit, and we hopefully won't run into any issues down the line.
And there are positives, of course. A lot of the lads on the bench, like Conal Flood and Gavin Bailey, getting, I suppose, a sustained run. The two of them did well when they come on today again.
Yeah, for sure. There's guys there that have been working hard over the last number of years, and they're getting opportunities. They've been part of the squad for the last 2 to 3 years. They've learned, they've bided their time, and now, in fairness to the guys, they've taken their opportunity when it's presented itself. And that's what the league is all about, to see what guys are made of, and for guys to put up their hand and take claim for a jersey for championship. That's what we're building towards.
I suppose the positive, is it a positive that you're going from one game to another, and then you're going straight into the championship? Do you think that's a good thing, Matthew? Or do you need a little bit of time to prepare differently?
No, we want games. We've had enough time sitting at home, enough time training, enough time running the roads by ourselves. We want the games, thick and fast, keep them coming. And that's the best way to learn. That's the best type of training. And I think you ask any player that, they'd be happy with it. Obviously, in an ideal scenario, you'd have a bit more time in between to prepare and stuff and get your bodies right. But everybody's in the same boat, and we just want to play games.
And in terms of spectators, we know how valuable they are to you, and the lift that they give you. I suppose you could, every county, I could talk to every player from each county, and they'd say the same. But it'd be nice to have crowds back now for the last couple of games, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be absolutely brilliant. We've obviously been playing behind closed doors for the last year or so, but you know, we know who's behind us at home. We know who's supporting us. Wexford fans are always very vocal and have been very supportive of this team. So we'd be only delighted to have them in the stands roaring us on and giving us that extra edge. So hopefully that'll be the case later on in a month or two.
You have a general interest in mental health. You know, you've done a lot of work that, you know, the lockdown, people talk about elderly people not being able to get out, but I honestly think that young people have a big problem. They're sitting in front of a laptop trying to study at home, looking out the window. Fellas are used to training, going to a gym. It's been a tough time, hasn't it, particularly for young people?
Yeah, completely. I think it's not natural for people to be cooped up inside and avoiding social contact. It's not the way human interaction is supposed to be. But look, the reality of the pandemic is that we've got to make changes, and we've had to, I suppose, avoid social gatherings and being in close contact, and that's obviously had a massive impact on a lot of people. But what I will say is that there is opportunities for people to get out and find different ways that I suppose for their emotional well-being, to be able to look after that. So whether that's talking to somebody, whether that's getting out and exercising and finding different things to, I suppose, keep themselves right in that space. And I'd be only encouraging every young person to get back out, get involved with their GA club as a way of getting back and socially interacting with people outside, because it's something that we haven't been able to do for the last 18 months and we need to get back into, because you can see the rewards, even myself, being back involved in the squad, being up training 3-4 times a week and seeing 30
guys.
It's helped me massively. Yeah.
You're working from home like a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. Regardless of that, I think everybody, regardless of profession, they've struggled over the last 18 months. So being able to, I suppose, get back and play the game that we all love, it has been a big boost. And obviously getting out in the sunshine and the weather has helped as well. So look, long may it continue, and hopefully things will progress as planned and we can get over this situation and get back to living life again.
Yeah, in conclusion, today's game, you'll be disappointed obviously as a group of players with the first half. You'll be pleased with the second half, but you know, there's a lot of games to be played. you've a tough one against Antrim, dodgy one against Antrim, and then Dublin at home, and then straight into the Championship, Laois and Kilkenny, well, if we get over Laois.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. We have a six-day turnaround to go up to Belfast. Antrim will be very difficult to beat up there. I know only too well, having played them in Case and Park back in, I think, 2011 or 2012, when they beat us up there. They've already got notched a win against Clare. They gave Kilkenny a really close battle as well, and you know they'll be lying in the long grass waiting for us to come up and bring us to an intense game. So we have to be ready for that. And then, look, the reality is it's game every weekend. We roll on. We learned a lesson from today. Try apply the solutions during the week. Get our bodies right. Go again next week. Weekend and then the following weekend against Dublin, we break the rest of the bodies and get ready for Championship against Laois. But yeah, look, bring it on, we're ready.
And we're talking in Championship in hurling here. I can feel the heat on my legs. It's fantastic, isn't it? That's what you want, isn't it? That's the weather we need for hurling.
100%, yeah. Usually, and typically in May, you will be playing your first Championship game. So this is Championship weather, and you know there's no better place for guys to learn and see where we're at. And I think some guys are at the pitch of Championship pace already. So hopefully we can build that and get everybody up on the same level. It's the same playing field.
Thanks for your time, Matthew, and the best of luck.
Cheers, Liam. Thank you.
Thanks, Matthew.